Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The horrific attacks perpetrated by Hamas against Israel have taken an immense human toll on the people of Israel. It is one of the many reasons that we continue to stand with Israel in ensuring that October 7th can never happen again, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a press conference in Israel.
It's also why we're intensely focused on bringing the remaining hostages home, addressing the humanitarian crisis, and strengthening protection for civilians in Gaza, and preventing the conflict from spreading.
Secretary Blinken discussed with Israeli leaders the phased transition of Israel's military campaign in Gaza. "We believe Israel has achieved significant progress toward its essential goal of ensuring that October 7th can never be repeated," he said.
As Israel's campaign moves to a lower intensity phase in northern Gaza, and as the IDF scales down its forces there, we agreed today on a plan for the UN to carry out an assessment mission. It will determine what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return safely to homes in the north.
The United States unequivocally rejects any proposals advocating for the resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza. Secretary Blinken and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also spoke about the tensions on Israel's northern border with Lebanon, where Hezbollah continues to launch daily rocket attacks on Israel.
The United States stands with Israel in ensuring its northern border is secure. We're fully committed to working with Israel to find a diplomatic solution that avoids escalation and allows families to return to their homes to live securely in northern Israel and also in southern Lebanon.
Finally, both leaders discussed how to build a more durable peace and security for Israel. Every partner in the region that Secretary Blinken met with on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security. But they underscore that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state. "These goals are attainable," said Secretary Blinken, "but only if they're pursued together."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.